Correct. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. You can create the content. The front page content is put there and voted upon by listeners like you. You can go and vote up what you like. You may vote down what you do not. And then we will know in the aggregate what you think's interesting. Could be a blog post that you think's interesting. Could be a YouTube video, maybe a news item, whatever it is you want to share with us and share with our other listeners. You can just put it there over at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
I just got back from a fairly lengthy drive. It's not normally a very lengthy drive, but I went to Concord today for the...
I think it's a treacherous drive. Lengthy is included in that.
Yeah. It's snowing quite a bit up here, for those of you who don't live in the Northeast.
I think it's snowing on the East Coast.
Yeah, well, it's been moving up the East Coast over the last couple of days, and it's been quite a bit of snow, and so it was kind of a dangerous thing to go to Concord today for what was to be a cannabis decrim hearing, decriminalization of cannabis, the proposal on the table. And for those who have been paying attention to Free Talk Live over recent weeks, you know that there was a proposal for legalization in New Hampshire that's it's passed the state house, but it has yet to get through the Senate and the governorship. It's still kind of working its way through the state. It's passed the state house once, but now it's going to another committee, and then it's going to come back for another vote. But so you've got the legalization bill on one hand, and the governor in New Hampshire has pledged to veto the legalization bill. Mm. But on the other hand, there's a decrim bill. Now, New Hampshire, and this is a sad thing to say, but it's true, even though New Hampshire is the freest place in probably all the 50 states, it's kind of behind the times.
They ain't freed the weed.
The war on drugs. And the surrounding states, Vermont, Maine, Massachusetts, have all had marijuana decriminalization. They've all done it. In fact, in Massachusetts, if you get caught with up to an ounce of weed, it's a $100 fine. And
it's a civil fine, too.
Right. There's not even any kind of enforcement mechanism on that. In now this new proposal, this decrim proposal, it's a decent... I would say it's a decent proposal. I mean, obviously, my idea of decrim, the ideal decrim, is to strike the word marijuana from all statutes. Just get rid of it. Just pull it out entirely. No more penalties whatsoever. No mention of cannabis. Just let it be like tomatoes, you know. That's not what the proposal is. The proposal is to reduce penalties across the board on marijuana possession and sales.
To what?
And growing. So up to an ounce... Right now, you can be charged with a misdemeanor and face a year in jail for having a joint in New Hampshire.
Yep.
So up to an ounce, if this passes, this decrim passes, would be a violation. So they would make it so it's no longer chargeable as a misdemeanor. It would be a $100 fine on a violation.
Probably criminal, right? Criminal fine?
Honestly, I don't know. I would expect so, but I don't know.
Technically,
they said violations aren't criminal. So okay. There's like if it's a misdemeanor or a felony, it's criminal. But if it's a violation, it's not, I guess.
You know, I wonder,
even though it'll be charged in criminal court.
I'm kind of curious about this because a violation, as far as a speeding ticket goes, or something like that. If you decide this speeding ticket is unjust, I will not stand for it. I refuse to waste my time going to the courts. I'm just not interested in it. You'll have your driver's license revoked.
Mm-hmm.
With a parking ticket, you'll have possibly your car booted. But if you say get a criminal violation. I've never had one of these. I don't know what how it works exactly. But if you get a criminal violation, what do they hold hostage? Because otherwise they hold something hostage when it comes to most tickets. I'm not familiar with sort of a noise violation or anything like that. They couldn't put a lien in your house for this. What would they put a lien on? If it's not criminal, can they throw you in jail for it? I mean, in what world do we throw people in jail for offenses that aren't criminal?
Yeah, it's a weird situation. It's hard to really describe what these violations are. I mean, essentially, they, for all intents and purposes, are criminal. Because if ultimately you don't pay the fine, you will go to jail. At least here in New Hampshire. So anyway, that's a big reduction, though, Mark, because the current status is if you get caught with a joint, you face misdemeanor charges. Of course, people usually plea that down to somewhat. They play it down to a Class B. They don't end up going to jail. And
they like to give fines of $420 here, yeah.
It actually used to be $420. It's gone up since then to $434.
Well, that's not funny anymore.
No. But anyway, so they brought that down quite a bit with this proposal, and I think that's a good thing. Also, growing marijuana would no longer be a felony if it is up to six plants. So you can have six plants or fewer, and that would now be a misdemeanor charge if this goes through.
Okay.
Having over 5 pounds or something like that, or between an ounce and 5 pounds, now, would be brought down from like 7 years to 3 years in prison, and over 5 pounds would be brought down from like 20 years to 7 years. So it's decriminalization across the board.
So six plants, I find this interesting, because a marijuana plant can be small, mm-hmm. kept in a house and inside of a hydroponic setup or whatever.
Right.
Or it can be quite large. If you have the right area, I mean, a misdemeanor isn't something the cops generally run around trying to enforce. So you could potentially, I mean, one marijuana bush could quite possibly take care of all your marijuana needs the full year round.
No, probably not.
These things can get quite large, quite bushy.
Well, I guess if you were harvesting multiple times, if it was indoor grow, then yeah, maybe that would be true. Maybe that would be true. But obviously, you can only grow outdoors part of the year in New Hampshire.
That's true.
So the interesting part about this, the details of the law aside, the interesting part about the hearing today was, first of all, it was pretty difficult to get there. You had to take some time. It was actually harder to get back. It took us a couple hours to drive back. It's normally an hour-long drive. So, surprisingly, though, there were a fair amount of people that turned out for the hearing. But the real surprising part was that the police did not show. And that's pretty unusual.
Well, let's hope that they're out helping people on these snowy roads, would be my hope.
Oh, I doubt that. I doubt that. I mean, usually the people that come out are state police. There's like a high-level state policeman who comes out, and there's usually the police chief's association head. So usually the police chiefs are now on the roads helping anybody because they're the chief.
Depends on the town.
In an office all day. But anyway, my point being that they did not come out, and normally they do. Normally they come out. The attorney for the attorney general's office, one of their attorneys did come out. One of the attorneys for the Department of Safety, which is the state police here in New Hampshire, they came out. Those were the only two people who came out to speak against this piece of legislation. The little kids that they typically have come out. Normally they trot in like 3 7th graders and they'll come up. I don't think marijuana should be legal. We went to DARE class and it says it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
They'll normally bring the three kids out. They didn't bring them out this time. And normally the police come out with their usual scare, fear-mongering, scare stories, etc., and they didn't come out. So I feel like that was kind of an admission by the police that they know they don't have a chance on this, that this decrim bill is going to pass again, because this is, the fifth time that marijuana decriminalization has been proposed in front of the state house, and it has passed all the times in the past. The tricky part has been with the Senate and the governor here. So it was a good day. There was lots of great testimony in favor of marijuana decriminalization, and I'm glad I went.
I'm glad that the futility of dealing and the apparent futility of dealing in the political process cuts both ways. Like the police said, and it's not worth it. It's just not worth it going out in a snowstorm to deal with this thing. We're going to lose anyway. I like that, because oftentimes when I see some bill and I think, oh, I should go to Concord for this, I'm like, oh, God, not that drive. I don't want to do that. Not my day. My whole day. And I'm glad to see that it cuts both ways.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you tonight. That's where I just came from. In fact, there's marijuana news about it may apparently stop the spread of HIV, or at least so says one study reported on over at the Huffington Post. Well, let's go first to the phones and the fun. Nick is in Louisville, Kentucky, and Johnson, by the way, joining us here on Mic 3.
Yep.
Nick, glad you made it.
Yes. Yeah, snowy out there.
tough roads out here in New Hampshire today. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Mark, Johnson, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Nick?
Well, I spent a long time since I called in. I've listened to the show since 2007. And, anyway, I'm a big YouTube, watcher, I guess. It's pretty much my TV, my entertainment. I scroll through it every day, a few times a day. And, I found it very interesting that here just a few minutes ago, on the most popular videos of today was a video by C.G.P. Gray. And it's on jury nullification.
That's excellent news. We can talk more about that. It certainly came up in the discussion in the State House today, jury nullification. We'll come back with more if you want to tell us about the video next. Stand by. We'll bring you back. 855-453, 855-450-3733. What is jury nullification? We'll find out here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have on the site. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You're going to want to get together with people who think like you, people who care about freedom, who are willing to do something to achieve it at some point in the future. That's happening now. There are thousands of people who are pledged to make the move to New Hampshire, as the three of us here on the show tonight have already done. We're early movers for the Free State Project. Over 15,000 have pledged. Over 1,500 are already here. And we want to get to 20,000. That's the ultimate goal. We're working towards that. In the meantime, there's a lot happening here in New Hampshire. I explained to you about the decrim bill that was going on today. A number of Free State Project participants were there testifying in favor of that particular piece of legislation. In fact, we were a bulk of the people in the room for this the hearing today. Free Staters are getting active in a variety of ways, and we've got more activity happening here in New Hampshire than probably all of the Libertarian parties combined across all of the United States. I don't know if I'm going out on a little bit of a limb with that one, but it's not much of a limb. Because the fact is, the reason why I moved here was because there wasn't much going on in Florida. Everything that was happening, I was the one who was starting it. And so I figured, well, gosh, let's get together people who are like me, people who are active, get them all focusing their efforts in the same geographic area. That's what the Free State Project's about.
I presume you've mentioned 5682, I think it was, is the recent gun bill.
Nope. I think that was 1589, but either way.
It's weird. Just numbers. I can't remember the numbers.
But you're talking about the gun bill that failed miserably because even Democrats in New Hampshire vote against gun control in a lot of cases. So that happened yesterday. That was a big vote yesterday here
in New
Hampshire.
I put it up on the Facebook wall yesterday.
Good. So, there's a lot of good news. We're able to stop the increase of the state pretty effectively already, and we've barely just gotten started here. So it'll be interesting as more time goes on, how many people will get elected and what sort of things they'll do to increase more freedom in New Hampshire. Here's your opportunity coming up in about a week, actually 1 week from today. The New Hampshire Liberty Forum begins. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum. It's your chance to come to New Hampshire, experience what it's like to be around hundreds of other people who love liberty and who are active. That's what the New Hampshire Liberty Forum is about. It's about meeting hundreds of other people who actually care about freedom. There's dozens of great speakers that will be attending as well, so you won't want to miss this opportunity. And there's a lot going on in and outside of the Liberty Forum. There'll be people visiting Keene and other areas of the state a few days in advance of the Liberty Forum. So if you show up in town early, there's still stuff going on. And then it officially kicks off on Thursday of next week. That's the 20th through the 23rd of February. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com. It's my understanding tickets are only available through tomorrow, at least online. You'd have to show up in person and buy them the day of after tomorrow. So if you want to get your tickets in advance, now's the time to go to nhlibertyforum.com.
And they'll be a little less costly.
If you go now.
Yes.
That's right. So let's go back to the phones here. Nick is on the line. You were looking through some YouTube videos, Nick. You found there was some sort of jury nullification was one of the top videos today on YouTube.
Right. And that's what made me want to call. It reminded me, I was really excited because living in here in Kentucky, I mean, pretty much if you live anywhere but New Hampshire, or it seems that way, you know, I listen to freedom-oriented podcasts and shows and everything else. And so to see something like jury nullification gain traction in a medium like that that's so popular was just really exciting because a lot of people thrown that out to many people, and they just look at me like I'm crazy. But the video, anyway, did really well with explaining sort of how it has happened before. Like they used the example of the Fugitive Slave Act as in a negative or a positive thing. I mean, so in other words, the jury would say, well, if you don't agree with this, we're going to let this person go, let this person be free. Or on the negative side, in the South, you know, people would get lynched, and the jury would say, "Oh, well, we don't see anything wrong with that," and that would happen. So again,
that's accurate.
Yeah, there's good and bad to it, but at the same time, again, just really excited to see something like that thrown out there, and also they also mentioned that depending on where you're at, you may or may not be arrested, but for just bringing it up, and I found that interesting too because I mean I can see someone trying to bully you if you don't have people to support you.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Yeah, do you think that that's a scare I don't know who it is that posted this video, but I wonder if that in and of itself is a scare tactic to get people not to use it. The very fact that, that you may get arrested is going to keep a lot of people from doing things, and then they'll justify in their minds why it's right after that.
Right, and the other thing is they did make a disclaimer, I'm sure just to cover their butt anyway, but they said really fast, they said, this is not a legal advice, and please do not do anything you see on the Internet. No joke. Don't do that. So you're right. In a way, it's kind of like, well, okay, depending on which way the person was swaying it, or how someone viewed it, it could keep them from doing it. It could scare them. And you're right, it could be a scare tactic. But again, I guess I was just so excited to see it that, and again, so it's almost got it's got 478,000 views on it right now, which is huge.
It really illustrates how government has moved from the people. And, there was a time when the movement for democracy was very powerful in the world I don't even necessarily advocate for democracy, but it's obvious that the power has moved from the people, which is the jury in this circumstance, to the lawyers. The lawyers tell you now, you've got to follow the law. The law is the only arbiter here. Did this person break the law? We don't care what you think about it, right, wrong, or indifferent. That's the law, and the law is the law. But that's not the way it has been for 1,000 years of English common law.
So what was the title of the video, Nick?
The title is The Law You Won't Be Told.
Okay.
That doesn't it doesn't sound to me like they're talking against it then, if they're calling it the law that won't be told.
Right, exactly. Like, hey, you're not going to hear this from anyone else, so we'll share. And cool. And again, I almost, in a way, I think it's almost criminal, really, to have lawyers and judges, because I've been in a situation, I haven't been in a jury, but been in and around a court like that, and seen people talk, or the judge or the lawyers say, yeah, don't worry about what your feelings are. This is just, did he break this law? And so just trying to skirt around that, or just letting them know that they can't think for themselves. It's just, look at the dotted line. Is this what happened? That's it.
Thanks for your call tonight, Nick. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. One of the points that was made today at the marijuana decrim hearing was that one of the tricks that the government guys, the goons, play is they will charge people with what's called a Class A misdemeanor here in New Hampshire, which is supposed to guarantee you a jury trial. But then they'll go ahead and pull that down to a Class B, which prevents you from getting a jury trial. So the reason why they charge people with Class A is to scare them into taking a plea deal. So therefore, it never has to go to trial. But if you refuse to take the plea, then they just pull it down to a Class B, and then they prevent you from getting a jury, because they know that people on a jury are not as likely to convict as a judge.
It sounds like that would be some good legislation for, NH Liberty or whatever to draft up to prevent that from happening in the future.
Yeah, I would love to see it be that any misdemeanor can get you a jury trial. I'd like it to be any charge whatsoever. I want a jury trial on my parking ticket.
Indeed.
We're on the way here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here at Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Silk Road's been hacked. We'll give you the details on that here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners all for free because our chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Yep, Hill Silk Road's been hacked, but blockchain.info has not. One of the largest Bitcoin websites in existence is a place where you can go and get an online wallet. Now, what that sounds like is that you're giving your Bitcoins over to somebody else to take care of, and that's not the case. The encryption for blockchain.info occurs right in your browser. They never possess it, neither, you know, so they don't have access to it. They can't access your your Bitcoins. Neither can the FBI, the NSA, or anybody else. Only you. You can download the private keys so that you have them in case, you know, I don't know, the internet, somebody blows up blockchain. I'm not exactly sure what could happen, but you have complete access to your Bitcoins. And that's really important when you see other websites like Silk Road, get it? Well, you know, the fact is, Silk Road had possession of all those bitcoins. Of course they got. They, you know, somebody could get them if they got access, and they did. And it's easy to use. It's easy to use on, you can use it on any phone. They actually have an HTML5 option for iPhone users, even though iPhone, even though Apple has decided that they don't like the blockchain app, that's fine. You can still use the HTML5 option. Or get the app like I have on my Android, and it's just awesome. The same account that I can access online, I can access on my smartphone, fast and easy to use. Blockchain.info. Interesting question here is this the most popular by far .info domain on the entire internet?
Probably.
They own .info.
I got to set myself up a new blockchain account soon here so I can separate my personal account and start accepting some Bitcoins here at Liberty Forum.
Yes, that's right.
Because I haven't actually gotten on that. I mean, I did not accept Bitcoins at this past Porkfest for FTL merch. And I want to do that.
Well, it doesn't take long.
No, it really doesn't.
Right, so just go to blockchain.info
exactly.
And grab a wallet.
And it's good news that this hack happened before Liberty Forum. I'm glad it's not happening after.
So let's go back to the phones, your calls and thoughts. Still to come, the details on the Silk Road hack. Also, Johnson wants to talk about sharing your email account as true love. Apparently.
Well, that's what the article says.
Okay. All right, we'll get into that here. But first, we go to Virgil, listening in Columbus. You're on Free Talk Live. Virgil.
Hi, Ian, Mark, and Johnson. How are you guys?
Hi, Virgil. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't get to listen to your show live. And earlier today, I was listening to last night's show, and I heard some exchange about the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, and that's why I'm calling.
Yes, that's right. We spent basically the first hour with the new spokesman for the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, and the reason they have a new spokesman is because one of the original two founders and original spokesman has left the project and has left Asheville. So the new guy, Carlos, called in last night to talk about how he thinks that the Blue Ridge Liberty Project is not a competitor to the Free State Project, and in many ways it's not, but it is for a certain segment of libertarian-minded people, voluntarists, atheists, peaceful parents. That's who they're targeting
sure.
with the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, and there are plenty of people like that up here in New Hampshire. So I think there is competition. That's just kind of a summary of the hour that we
right.
spent with the.
Did the original spokesman become a Christian by any chance?
No, I don't think so.
That.
I don't get the impression that's the case.
Yeah,
I think
joking,
that,
of course.
Yeah, I think that what the biggest problem was, and probably the reason they called in, was they were sort of, as a group, a little upset that Free Talk Live, I think, just tweeted or something that that one of the founding member, the former spokesman, had left the project, and that we haven't talked about any of the other activism that they have done that down there. And frankly, I don't know what activism they've done down there. So
I've seen they've held some signs and stuff like that here and there, but there's not really any earth-shattering, newsworthy activism
coming.
Talked
at some events.
Yeah.
Well, I have two issues, two points to really bring up really quick, and one is it's something you guys talked about last night. It's just to me, it seems like there's an overall obsession with this anti-Christian, anti-religious, the sentiment that they have, and to me that just seems to be unhealthy, and to base a community or a group on exclusion rather than including those who are more similar.
So should the Free State Project and Liberty Activist movements include statists? Should we include pro-military, people that want to kill people that want to be free and stuff like that? Should we include
that's actually
them?
A good question. I think the Free State Project can choose just like the BRLP folks do to include whoever they want. I think it's more beneficial and it's better in the long run to focus on the positive and what people
right.
have
so,
in common.
What you're saying is, in your estimation, you believe that religion is a positive idea and is a good thing for people and healthy, right? Is what you're saying?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. That's really not my point. I just think that hating religion is much more of a negative than what negative aspects religion has to offer.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think about it. But I mean, I guess if you want to slice your slice of the pie so darn thin that you come down with you're just going to do people who are anarchists, peaceful parents, and atheists are allowed to move and mingle, that probably, I mean, at that point you've got a bunch of people together, and those people aren't going to get along, right? Some of those people aren't getting along, because when you get people together, they're not going to get along. And it just, it sounds to me like a recipe for destruction.
Well, there's some of that in the Free State Project itself, too. I mean,
but you have a whole state to move around.
Right, exactly.
What, people not getting along?
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
There's
certainly a lot of that.
Yeah. And I've experienced that firsthand, guys. You know, I've got to meet Justin Stout, you know, I don't know, a while back when he was on the tail end of becoming an atheist.
And that's the founder of the Blue Ridge Liberty
Project. That's correct. And I've gotten to experience this vitriolic stuff firsthand. And in contrast to that, I've gotten to, my family and I, we've experienced some really good and positive relationships with folks from the Free State Project. And for us, the contrast is dramatic.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a big important thing is that I don't think Justin necessarily gets, and I see it in a lot, I'm friends with him on Facebook, is that it's one thing to be discriminating about ideas, and it's another thing to be discriminating about people. You know, there are a lot of ideas. I'm an atheist myself, and there's a lot of ideas that I don't like. But as far as
religious, agnostic.
Well, I had that debate with Stefan, but it was, you know, that
okay, somewhere so on that line.
You're an atheist now.
Well,
okay,
no. I've been an atheist. I was an atheist well before I had that debate. But so. And I probably shouldn't have admitted that because I like to have debates as an agnostic.
I see. Okay.
You know, there's a huge difference between discriminating against ideas and discriminating against people. I mean, I have a lot of friends and people who I know who are religious. It's just that they are open-minded and they are willing to have discussions, and they aren't that, you know, proselytizing, I guess. You know,
but they're not pushing it on
right,
you.
Exactly. They're not pushing it on people. And they're, you know, they are peaceful Christians as opposed to trying to just force shove their ideas down everyone's throat.
Absolutely.
You know?
And that actually takes me to the second point, which is the focus that BRLP has on nonviolence and peaceful parenting. Those are great ideas. We try to practice peaceful parenting. It's a fairly new concept to us as a family within the last couple of years. So we're pursuing that, but a few months ago, I started hearing rumors on Facebook about Justin Stout not really being the peaceful guy that he talks about being, and him getting involved in, you know, some violent confrontations with his partner, with his girlfriend, and so on. So I offered, and this is where Bitcoin is fantastically useful, I offered a one Bitcoin bounty for the first person who can provide some evidence or some support.
Well, right, because anybody can make a claim on Facebook about anybody else.
Absolutely.
And so I'd like to know more about what you've got.
A bounty.
Yeah, I'd like to, if you don't mind, stand by, Virgil. We'll continue here with this in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, the founder of the Peaceful Streets Project is known for going in the streets and yelling at cops and being very angry. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
So I'm interested in getting some Bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, get your shopping taken care of over at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and, of course, Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and then just get your shopping taken care of. And Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. It's that simple. You get the same great Amazon prices and free Super Saver shipping that you're used to. It's just the Free Talk Live gets a percentage for sending Amazon the business. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, of course, there are some things you just can't get at Amazon, like privacy. That's something you cannot buy.
They don't sell privacy
at Amazon. But you can get some privacy from ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, meaning that your internet service provider will not be able to know what you're doing anymore. Right now, if you're not using ProXPN, then your internet service provider is likely logging every website that you visit and every website everyone in your house visits. Every search term that you enter, all of this could be logged as long as, in some cases, 5 years and can easily be obtained by anyone with a court order. So if you start right now by go to proxpn.com/FTL, that's proxpn.com/FTL. You can start by downloading their free app. There's one for Windows, another for Mac. There's iOS and Android apps as well. You can also get instructions. You have to email them for this, but you can email them and get instructions for Linux users to get it set up and working. You get started with ProXPN, you're instantly protected. Your ISP will no longer be spying on you. And ProXPN doesn't log what you're doing like your ISP does. They don't log anything that you do online at ProXPN. In addition, they also protect you, your location. When you're using ProXPN, you're connecting to one of their servers, and you're encrypting all your data that you're sending to that server. Then from that server, the rest of your requests go out to the full internet. So therefore, the website you visit will think your location is the location of the ProXPN server. So it's very, very useful. There's a number of ways this thing helps you. Plus, you can get around blocks. If you're in another country like China, you are no longer affected by internet blocks. Maybe you're at a workplace or a school. You don't have to worry about being prevented from going to certain websites or searching for certain things. If you're using ProXPN, go to proxpn.com/FTL, download the app, get started with it, and when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account for unlimited bandwidth and no limits on what you can do with the account, so like you can privately torrent with their premium account, just use our discount code, FTL20. You get 20% off the price of their premium account. And if you get the annual plan, that breaks the price down to $5 a month for ProXPN, which is $5 a month is a killer price for the level of privacy protection that you're getting here. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use code FTL20 to get that 20% off, or pay with Bitcoin for 33% off the annual plan. And there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your privacy. ProXPN.com/FTL. We go back to Virgil. He's in Columbus and has some concerns with the so-called Blue Ridge Liberty Project. We had one of their spokespeople on last night to talk about the project. You have some issues that you'd seen some allegations about the founder of the project possibly maybe not being so peaceful in his home life. He's someone who ostensibly advocates the ideas of peaceful parenting, but you heard rumors that maybe he was violent towards his significant other, but you wanted to know for sure, so you put out a bounty on for information, for evidence. What did you find out?
Yes, I have. So back when Bitcoin was about, I don't know, $1,100 or so, when it was at a peak, I actually offered a one Bitcoin bounty to the first person that would provide some evidence to support these allegations. And surely enough, within about 24 hours, we were able to get actual pictures of a bloodied Shayla Rose, who is the partner, Justin's partner, with an actual statement. You know, it was a picture of her bloodied lip, and she said, quote, "Justin Everett Stout attacked me today. He's not peaceful like he claims. This is not a joke. I think the people that follow him and or consider moving for the Blue Ridge Liberty Project should know how the founder really is," end quote. And that's unfortunate. This is not something to be happy about, but I think that when a leader of a community that prides itself in nonviolence and peaceful parenting promotes these principles, I think that person should clearly live by these principles first and foremost.
Would think. So I wonder if that had anything to do with why the other founder has since left the project.
Well, it's speculation.
That could be speculation, but I don't know.
I would also think that somebody who claims to be an atheist should be logically consistent.
So I think I saw this picture, and I kind of was somewhat nonplussed by the how bloody the woman in the picture was. Like it was the thinnest and the most emaciated fat lip I had seen. Admittedly, there was a bit of a bump there, but it wasn't much, right? Like if he clocked her, he didn't clock her very good.
Well, so sure, does that make it okay?
No, it doesn't. I'm just saying that what I saw.
Are you saying
was,
you don't believe her story?
I'm not. I how could I believe? I don't know. I mean, it's an accusation. Mm-hmm. The man hasn't had an opportunity to go.
Yeah, Mark. I'm a Christian, and you know, when someone from the BRLP group looks at me, they see a violent, very dangerous individual because of my religion. And I've been married for 14 years, and I have never even come close to hitting my wife. And I've been pretty angry with her a few times over the last 15 years. And,
it's hard not to be married and not get angry at your spouse.
Sure, sure. So I think actions tend to speak a lot louder than words. And I think, especially in this instance, I think just, you know, I'm just saying, you know, for me and for my family, I would much rather choose to move into a liberty-centered community that is much more in line with the Free State Project, where everyone, you know, all the liberty lovers are actually welcomed, you know.
Right, and we work together here. I mean, there's exactly. People who are voluntarists will go and testify at the state house
There's not a real division between ideologies here. Maybe there's a handful of people that look askance at other folks like that, but for the most part, everybody gets along fairly well, I would say. I mean, yes, there's the occasional bit of a drama whirlwind that'll spin up every now and then, but I think it's funny that some people say, well, I don't want to move to New Hampshire because you guys have drama. Well, wait a minute. Do you remember the story about the cop block calendar that we told you about recently, the ladies in cop block? There were a dozen ladies who had come together to do this cop block calendar thing, and turns out one of them allegedly stole some money. The woman who was supposedly putting the calendar together has been fingered as somebody who is possibly dishonest. And so, you know, there's drama as soon as you get an amount of people together. My point on that was that, well, actually in New Hampshire, we probably would not have had that drama had it been only people in New Hampshire who were leading that calendar effort, because we're all here. If there's somebody who's being shifty, you can go over their house. You know where they live. It's not somebody who's halfway across the country.
I don't know how much more you got into that cop block details, but, I mean, you know, there was also allegations that that same girl was a drug user.
That's what Chris Cantwell put on his blog.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, what is she injecting? If you see the picture, it's like, really? Is she injecting heroin into her elbow? You know, like, it's like, obviously, that he was just doing that for attention, obviously. And
well, Chris Cantwell does that.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? The man is an expert.
So, Virgil, there's that, but also what I was going to say is that there's also evidence, if you look at hers, that she posted pictures of Greece. She apparently took the money from funds that were given for the calendar and made it very public and posted receipts for Green Dot cards that were purchased with all the funds. Like, she's like, here's the Green Dot cards that have been purchased. This is all the money that was donated, and here it is.
I don't know what a Green Dot card is.
I guess it's some sort of like a cash card kind of thing, okay. But it's like, here's the money, and here's the receipts for...
Well, I don't know. I haven't been following it in detail. All I know is half the ladies pulled out in frustration over this mismanagement of the project, and it's just been a debacle.
It's really easy to mismanage that, and you know, it's...
Well, yeah, it's especially easy to mismanage something when you have no accountability, because everybody's, you know, 50 different places across the whole country.
The other thing that I think, having had some experience in this type of stuff, designing things and things involving models, is it's really ridiculous and really kind of in poor taste and poorly done, I think, to have everyone in a calendar, especially the models who are going to be in the calendar, having everyone have input into it. Somebody kind of made the joke about, like, well, you know, where's my decentralization, you know, when I talk about this, because I was talking about it online. And,
but can you blame somebody for being upset when the designer of the calendar takes the photo that has been taken of the lady, puts the photo in, and then slaps a bunch of text all over across the woman's body? I mean, what's the point of that? It's
then
terrible
why did they
design.
Hire the designer? Who chose the designer? You know,
I don't
in other words,
know.
Once, if you're going to do something...
I think it was her project. I think she was the one who kind of initiated
then
it.
Then they should have, you know, if that's the model's responsibility, right, to look at who the designer is.
Johnson's
before they
right
get
on
involved.
This. He's absolutely right. You know, many liberty projects seem to be about liberty, and they're not about business.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have... I'm sorry.
Exactly.
If you start from the wrong place, you're not going to get to where you need to go.
My point was...
A model shouldn't have input.
It would have gone... My point was, it would have gone better had everybody been in the same proximity. They could have sat down. They could have met. They could have had more interaction with one another, as opposed to just being distributed across the whole country, and they don't really know each other. Thanks, Virgil, for your call. Hope to see you in New Hampshire sooner rather than later.
Thank you, guys. I'll see you next week at the Liberty Forum.
Oh, very exciting. Look forward to it. Thanks for the call tonight. That's right. Liberty Forum coming up next week. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $1.39. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on... You're not part of them because of heartburn. Get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.